In November 2019, we, Molly Huddle and Sarah Slattery, were on just such a run in Scottsdale, Arizona, where Sarah lives and Molly trains during the winter. We had a lot to talk about. All fall, a tension had been playing out in our circle, a ripple of conversation moving through the women's endurance sports community after a New York Times story revealed the messy underside of one female runner's up and down track career. Nothing in the story surprised us. A talented female runner dominates the field in high school, hits transitional moments, puberty, college, professional life, and suddenly she's knocked off course. The bigger problem is, many such girls in sports don't return. We'd heard it all before. The stories sometimes trace dark lines over the notorious arc of a female athlete's development. Coercive coaching, hyper-focused on weight, under-fueling, chronic injuries, all combined with a lack of acknowledgement or resources for things like mental health challenges. While Mary Kane, the runner profiled in the Times, has plenty of road left ahead of her for a comeback, hearing her broadcast her story to the world stirred something in us. This is the Foot Locker curse all over again, Molly said. The Foot Locker Championship is for high school cross-country runners. Over the years, the girls who win the Foot Locker Championship rarely remain at the top of the sport in college and beyond. It's so frustrating. Our most talented young women constantly getting derailed. Sarah nodded in agreement. Thinking of the young women she coaches at Grand Canyon University and the struggles they come to her with. It doesn't have to go that way. There are a lot of women who have made it and a lot of empowering stories to go with them. We wound past a huge saguaro cactus, quiet for a while. You know, Sarah eventually said, the success stories are just as important as Mary Kane's cautionary tale. We've all learned a lot over the years. If the women who've made it shared what they know. The thought hung there as we shuffled single file through a pair of boulders, kicking up dust. Then the girls coming up would understand the unique issues we face in the sport and how to navigate them and stay in the game. Sarah turned to Molly in excitement as an idea began to form. Well, we know the women who've done it, Sarah said. We've raced alongside them. We could ask them to share their stories as a resource for the next generation. A slow smile spread across Molly's face. I would have loved to have had that book when I started running, or during tough times when I was doubting myself, or just not sure what lay ahead.